Go. Okay. Today we start the new perek, seventh perek, Ketzat Zulim, Daf Ayin Dalet. Okay, so the pasuk in the Torah says, by the Korban Pesach, Al Tochlu Mimenu Na, don't eat it raw, Uvasho B'Mushal Mayim, don't have it cooked in water, Ki Im Sliyesh, rather you have to roast it over fire, Rosho Al Kirov Al Kirov, its head, its innards, everything that's been in the inside. The halacha is, you have to roast the Korban Pesach. Now we're going to discuss how exactly go about roasting the Korban Pesach. Mishnah asks, Ketzat Zolon Es HaPesach, how do you roast the Korban Pesach? So the Mishnah says, May be in Shepud Shel Rimon. You bring a spit of pomegranate wood. Okay? The Tochol Toch Piv, and you stick it into the mouth. Ad Beis Nikuvaso, until it comes out from the end, from the other end. Right? And you basically roast on a spit going this way. It's vertical. They roasted it vertical with the mouth open to the bottom for blood drainage. So they roasted it vertically to with the mouth down to drain the blood. V'nosein es kirav es bnei meyav l'socho divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili. And Rabbi Yosef Glili says that you take the legs, I guess from the knee down, and the innards, right? When you put it inside, you roast it inside, right? Because it says it's liyesh rosho al kirav al kirav. Put it on the inside. Then you roast it all together. Mekiva Omer, no, you don't put them inside. Kemin bishul huzeh. That's like min bishul. Why? Because then Rashi says, "Kimin bishul huzeh shemivashu b'nei meya b'socho kimo b'socho k'teira." It's like putting the innards into a pot, like taking taking any of the limbs or any part of the animal, and sticking it inside the animal. So the inside of the animal itself becomes like a pot to the pot, a pot for the whatever's being put inside, and that's not roasting. That's similar to cooking. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kimin bishul huzeh elatolin chutzlo. What you do is you take these things that are supposed to, that Rabbi Yosef says that you put on the inside, he says you hang them on the outside, next to the Korban Pesach, and I guess you put them on the spit as well, and you roast it that way. Okay.
You don't leave the animal intact.
You don't break any bones, you just take, I don't think you do any bones. Did you, it's intact.
No, it says you put them on the side.
It's on this.
You can't cut it off and put it inside the animal.
You're taking the innards and you're putting it out. Intact means it just can't break a limb. You're not breaking any limbs over here. You're just taking the innards and you're putting on the top. Take out the innards.
Take out the innards?
Take out the intestines. What's the problem?
Without opening the animal.
You open the animal. How does it take out the intestines?
I think that's no matter what, how the animal rots.
I thought they put it on the hole.
Which the animal itself is whole. We took out you have to take out the intestines, otherwise, yeah, it's rot. Okay, ein solon se pesach lo al hashapud. You may not put the intestine. You can't roast the pesach on a metallic spit. We'll see, because the metallic spit. You know, metal conducts heat, and then if the metal gets hot, so the inside where the metal rods inside is going to be conducting heat, and then the animals are going to be roasted by the metal, the hot metal, as opposed to by the fire. It has to be roasted by the fire, right? So ein solon se pesach lo hashapud v'lo al ha'aksala. I think there's a grill. You can't put it on a grill, right? Rashi says it grillish bilaz means you can't put it on a grill. Amar Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok says ma'isib Rabbi Gamliel shamal tevi avdo. Rabbi Gamliel says to tevi, his servant, Tevi is a very knowledgeable Canaanite slave that comes up often in Shas, right? Say you'd slay lamb to Pesach al Aksala. Go and roast for us the Korban Pesach on the grill. So Gemara's going to ask tomorrow's stuff, but it's a Maisa listor. What's going on? We said you can't do this. They're going to bring a Maisa that you actually do it. So we'll get to that tomorrow. Okay. So Gemara asks, V'naisi shel matechas, why do you have to use a pomegranate spit? Why can't you use a metal spit? Right? We said, Aidi, the cham mitzaso cham kulo. Once part of it gets hot, the other part of it gets hot because it conducts heat. Become mitvei machmas hashpud, and then it gets roasted due to the heat on the metal rod, then not because of the fire. Rachmana Amar, the Torah says sliyesh has to be roasted from the fire. Below sli machmas davar acher, it can't be roasted from any other heat source, only from the fire. V'naisi shel dekel, why do you have to bring one of a rimon? Why can't you bring a spit made out of palm branches? He says I did the isli shivi, right? Mapik mayev ahavik mevushal. It has cracks. The palm deck, the dekel has cracks, and that's going to leach liquid. And if it leaches liquid, then that becomes like bishul. Because bishul is when you cook up the water and you put it in. And we can't have that. We have to have purely from the fire. V'naisi shel te'ena. Why don't you bring from a fig? Right? Right? She says, no, and maybe that doesn't have cracks. She says, I see de michalchel mapik maya vahavale kimavusho. Somehow this thing also, it's, I guess it's, it has liquid inside, and when you cook it, and when you start roasting, the liquid comes out, and then you're doing, there's some bishel that's going on as well, because the water getting heated up is also going to cause part of the cooking process. Okay, so the Gemara then asks, v'naishi shall alone bring up an oak tree, shall charuv of a carob tree, or shall shikma of a sycamore tree. They're very hard, and I guess there's not soft, and therefore there's no liquid that's going to come out. They're very hard. I don't know why, I mean, if it's such a hot fire, why don't the wood just, like, burn up also? Have the wood not burn?
Okay. Wet the wood.
What?
Maybe they wet the wood first.
They can't have any water. Can't have any water. Oh, yeah. It has to be totally roasted.
When you grill and you put the
Yeah, the skewers isn't burnt.
They leave it on long enough to cook the whole thing. They get charred.
It's a thick
piece of
it's
got to
hold a cap.
Yeah, all right. So I did is so they say when these things I did is be kitre, they have knots in the wood. They're knots in the wood, mapik maya. I guess the knots that come out of it, and what you want to do, you can't have the knots in there because it has to go straight through. Has to go straight through the animals. They would just have to shave off the knots. Shave off the knots, so then the water can come out from the part where you shaved off the knots, mafik maya, and that's going to turn into bishul. And then he says, okay, but shall remo namis be kitre? But when on the pomegranate spit that we're using also has these knots. So he says, shi'i kitre. They're very smooth. These knots, and they will not grab the animal as you go through, so there's no need to shave them off. Or binagva barshata. It's a twig that's less than a year old. It's when it's first year, the less may kitre. It doesn't have these knots. The knots only come out after it's older. Okay, so ha ika be piske. Okay, so you're not shaving off the knots, but you have to cut the edges. You have to cut the edges to get them through the animal. The edges have to be cut somehow. And so those edges were just cut, so the water, the liquid, could come out from those edges. So our answer simply, the madle piska labar. Well, the edges are kept outside the animal. You don't put the animals. It's not flush. You leave X outside. So the edges are outside. So that whatever over there is not getting into. It's not roasting the animal. Okay. Masnisin de lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not follow the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The sign the time Rabbi Yehuda learned in our brayso. Rabbi Yehuda omer kishem shishaput shal h ein on israf kaf shaput shal matechas ein on martiach. Just like the spit of wood will not burn, right? Because I guess, like you're saying, the animal is protecting the wood that's inside, right? Kach shaput shomatechas ein martiach. So to the inside, the metal that's inside the animal won't heat up. So his science was, I don't know, so Chum said to him, what are you talking about? Amrulo zeh chamiksaso chamkulo v'zeh chamiksaso ein chamkulo. The big difference between wood and metal. Metal conducts heat. You warm up one part of the metal, the other part of the metal, who cares if the other part of the metal is inside the animal? The metal itself is going to conduct the heat across. Wood doesn't do that, but the metal does. So therefore they say you may not use the metal rod. Okay. V'nosin es kirov, right, Mishnah had, you put the innards inside it. Rabbi Yossi says you put them, you leave them inside. Rabbi Akiva says that, now that's going to be in bushel, but you have to hang them on the outside. So Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Kori Totoch, Rabbi Tarfon Kori Gidimu Kulas. Rabbi Shmuel calls the current Pesach when you roast it, calls it Totoch. It's like an onomatopoeia. That's what it sounds like. Because when you're cooking it, and you have all these insides, it makes a Totoch sound when it gets heated up. It makes that sort of sound. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Nosin Lesocho Sfirule, Ukishimartichin, Rabbashin Betocho, Nishma Kol Ritichasun Totoch, Kol Hasir. Right? You hear that sometimes when it's like a popping sound from the cooking. I think it goes loshon acher kasa b'svarai mishenim tichbar loshon tochu bar from mula mibefnim v'nir b'chutz. It's filled on the inside and you see it on the outside. He says you fill it up, so he holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Tarfon koreyo gdimukulas. He calls it a helmeted gdi because he holds like Rabbi Kiva that you wouldn't take the kirov and meyov inside, rather you would hang them on the outside and it looked like some sort of helmet to the animal. Okay.
You spear the animal from the mouth to the
through
animal,
the anus,
right?
Through.
And then you take out all the insides and put them on top.
Right? I don't know exactly how, but maybe you did it before you took out. Maybe you did it before you.
You can't leave them as they are. One of these shoots, you take everything out.
Whatever has to be taken out is taken out and put it at the top. I'm not sure which parts that they are. Okay. Tana Rabbanon. Right, Lorena Brysa. Ezehu Gedim Kulas, the Asur Le'echo, Belele Pesach, was Manazer. What is considered, we've seen this before also, remember we saw that with Todos Yisromi, what is considered the Gedima Kulas that you're not permitted to have these days? What's called the Gedima Kulas? So, the Raisa says, Kol Shetzila'o Kulu Ke'echar. If you roast it all at once, it looks like a Korban Pesach because you're roasting the whole animal at once. Obviously, not according to that Shita, as long as it doesn't, even if you take off the certain innards, it's still considered roasting it at once. Whatever you're supposed to roast at once then, if you roast it at once now, that's considered a gedi mikulas. But if before you roasted it, nechtach mimeno ever, you chopped off a limb, or nishlach mimeno ever, or you roasted one, not you roasted, you cooked one of the limbs, ein zeh gedi mikulas, that is no longer gedi mikulas because you have it now roasted the entire animal in one shot. So Gemara says, wait, it's excessive in the Braisa. We're assuming right now that if you chopped off an aver and then you roasted it, or if you chopped off an aver and you cooked it, or if you chopped off an aver and you roasted it, that's not considered gedima kulas. If you chopped off an aver and you cooked it, it's definitely not considered gedima kulas because it has got two negatives against it, right? It's chopped off and it's not roasted. So hashta yishlomar nechtak imenu aver de apagav de kamit vele behedei. Now, if you chopped off a limb, even though you're going to roast it with the rest of the body, Amarta lo, we say that that's not considered gedima kulas, and therefore that would be mutter bezman zeh nishlak mi boi. If you chopped it off and you cooked it, that would also not, that's also a problem. If you're roasting, it's not a problem, and the cooking, it's not going to be a problem so long as it's chopped off. So Gemara says Amar of Sheshes, no, the chiddush of the second part is sheshilako bimuchubar, where you cooked this aver while it was still mechubar. Now, somehow you were roasting everything else, and this aver you put into a pot. Or something like that. That's how you did it. You would thought that since it's mechubar to the rest of the gedi, maybe that would still be a problem. Kamashma, no. As long as if you're not roasting the entire gedi, that's not a problem of gedi mekulas bisman hazeh. It has to be. Remember, there was a machlokes in the fourth parak about this about eating roasted meat on Pesach was a machlok. It was a different minhagim. There was some in Hagen that said that you did, and some in Hagen makom shenagu they did. So the makom shenagu that you weren't allowed to roast. So then. You're not allowed to roast it at all. The gedima kulas was not a problem. The gedima kulas was obviously a problem. According to the Makkah, said you were allowed to roast. Well, you were allowed to roast, but you couldn't roast a gedima kulas. You know, you can roast everything else. You can't roast a gedima kulas. I know that. I've heard that some people have a minog not to have roast beef on Pesach, which I'm not sure what the minog is really. I mean, I'm not going to be most laws on the minog, but roast beef is also put in the pot and there's water and it's not cool. It's all chopped up, so I'm not exactly sure. What that means, but people have their minhagim on Pesach not to have roasted items at all on Pesach.
Okay. Anything.
Right.
For the Seder.
For the Seder, correct. Right, but I'm saying, the only problem, we say over here, that if it's not intact, it's not a problem.
Right, the initial problem is only with a cabbage.
Right, so the minhag developed over time to be the minhag developed over time, not to have... Right, that's another issue. Well... What? Right, but what about you saying also, what about a cow? A cow's not kosher for Korban Pesach, so why can't you have that?
We don't have roast chicken either.
Some people don't have roast chicken.
Right.
Alright. Okay, so the idea is not to have anything roasted. That's how the minhag developed. Okay. Okay, now we're going to get into a little bit of Hilchos Dam, blood. Okay. The Gemara is now going to be talking about roasting. When it comes to Dam, you have to get rid of the Dam. When you have to do Shvita, you have to get rid of the blood. So in the olden days, people used to do it in the house. Nowadays, it's all done in the butchers, but the shops do it. But in the old days, we used to have their salt board, and they used to salt the meat at home. So either you salt the meat to get rid of it, there's also a concept of roasting. If you would roast the meat over the fire, that also gets rid of the blood. That's not a problem. Again, the issue with blood is blood that comes out of the limb. If you have raw meat and you eat it, and the blood never came out from that piece of meat, that's fine. It's only blood that comes out and then goes back in, or blood that comes out from one piece and goes to another piece. If you have a raw piece of meat, we saw the other day when they ate the karbanos, that's the question you asked then, when they ate the karbanos, the blood there never left the meat to begin with, right? That's called dam evarim, and that's okay. I mean, it leaves in your mouth, but that's not a problem. But if it didn't exude at all to start with, then that's not a problem with the dam. What? You don't have to salt raw meat if you're going to eat that piece by itself. Because the only problem with blood is blood that leaves the evarim. Blood that's intact in the avarim, we'll see in the Tosfos in a minute, blood that's intact in the avarim, that is not, never left, that's not considered blood that came out.
They salt
everything, of course.
They assume you're cooking it.
But when you cook it, it comes from one to the other, and it transfers.
But if you want to eat raw.
Yes, if you want to eat sushi meat, I guess. Okay. Amar Rabba says, Haimu Yosu Shari, this stuffed animal is Ashari. So basically, they did, what they had is you had an animal, right? I guess they had an animal that's raw, I guess wasn't salted, and then you would stuff it with other pieces of raw meat, and then you would roast it. So the problem that you have over here, so Rava says it's mutter. Amalei Abaye, no problem with the blood, transfer back and forth. Abaye says, what's the problem? How can you do that? Hakabala dame. Well, wait a second. You're roasting it, so the roasting takes care of the meat on the outside. But the heat is now going to cause the blood from the inside piece of meat, the stuffed piece of meat, to go into the outside piece of meat. So you have the blood transferring from the inside meat to the outside meat. How can you eat it? You have blia of dam. So Amalei, so Rava answers Abaye, Kivolo kach polto. Now, we see it all the time when it comes to kashering things. The way it's absorbed, the same way it's absorbed, the same way it's expelled. So the roasting, yes, the roasting may have caused the blood to transfer from the inside piece of meat to the outside piece of meat, but that same roasting expels the blood. I'm not sure whether it causes the blood to evaporate or what does to the blood, but it causes the blood to be expelled, and therefore it's no longer a problem. And Rashi says, hi mulasya. Right, he says, I don't know how the lasmus. Kmosh adam mimalim hatloyim v'tanagolim bein basar latzamos. It's some sort of stuffed meat. He stuffed the meat with other meat. He says sharia. Rashi says interesting. So it's here machlokes Rashi Tosas here. Rashi says sharia. Afidu lo bishlu es habasar shenoslim lesocho mutter. Even if you didn't cook the inside meat, I think that bishlu means malchu. Even if you didn't salt the inside meat, right? That's the case. You didn't salt the inside meat, mutter. And even if you salt it a little bit, like you have to do when it comes to your roasting, Rashi seems to hold that even though roasting takes care of the salt, of the blood, you still have to salt it a little bit before you do roasting. Right? Even melicha called tzorech l'kadei rapshita, because if you salted it enough that you're not allowed to cook it, and you're not allowed to bevashel it, then of course it's no problem because it's salted. Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says, Rashi intimates that even when you roast something, you need a little bit of salting. Tosfos says no. You don't have to salt. Once you're roasting it, there's no salt. No salting is needed at all. Right? Tosfos says, "Peirus bekuntres afal pishalom machlo el letzli." Well, Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, near the tzli lo bayim milicha klal. You don't need any salting at all when you're going to roast the meat. The lo mi bayi kishen nitzla basar yafa yafa veniplat hadam. The shari the yoser maflit al yidei ha'esh me al dei ha'melech. It comes out more from the fire than it comes from the salt. The masin bechol yom his rai is from the liver, from the kaved. The kaved is one of the most bloody pieces in the animal, and we say the only way you can eat the kaved is if you roast it. There's no salting for it. He says the meisim b'chol yom shemivashlim kaved achar tzliyoso, that we cook the kaved in, you know, cooking is in water after roasting it, afal pisha machmirim mivashlim achar tzliyoso, but we don't cook it after we salt it. Salting is not enough to allow us to cook the kaved, says Tosos, but roasting is enough to cook it off for us. And he says, Hani milu dafka, if you go a little further down, is what I mentioned before, right after he quotes the Gemara Krisus, he says, Hani milu dafka kishapirish, about kol zman shelo pirish lo yotze l'chut, sorry. So long as the blood never comes out, it's mutter. That piece of meat is still mutter. So Tosos says two things. Number one, you have no need to salt any items if you're going to be roasting it. And he says, number two, internal blood is considered dam eiver and is not usser. That's Tosos. I mean, that was the... I mean, they had a problem. I remember years ago, they had a problem with the frozen meat that came from Argentina to Israel, the basar kafuy, like how they do what they do with the salting. I think that had to do with they froze it before they salted it or something like that. And then I'm not sure.
It had to be salted
within 72 hours, right? So they claim they did it within 72
hours. Right away.
Right away. Because the freezing slows down the absorption process, and then they don't think they do that anymore. I think there was a different problem with the Argentina meat that they thought the shrit itself was no good. They were doing so much meat that they couldn't have been. What? Okay. I don't know. Do they have basar kafuy? Do they have that issue in Israel anymore? That you see that? I don't know. You know, to ask somebody who lives in Israel. Okay.
Raw meat inside.
Right, but the meat inside was never salted.
Right.
So when it gets heated up, it was or was not. When it gets heated up, the blood from that
it. Being roasted now on the fire.
It's inside, so maybe it doesn't. Maybe that's not considered. Maybe it could. Right, but Rava says, no, okay, look how photo. The same, yes, when you roast it up, the blood from one comes out to the other. So where does it go? So Rabbi says it stays in the meat, and Rava says, no, it came out of the outside meat also due to the roasting. Name a halachic biology.
What?
Halachic biology.
If you're roasting meat, whatever animal you're cooking, right?
I have an animal. I take another piece of meat, I stuff it inside.
It's all raw, everything is raw.
Everything can be raw. The main thing is that the inside piece is raw. The inside piece is raw. So when you now the blood from the inside piece is coming into the outside piece. And he says you can eat the outside piece. So Rabbi says, how can you eat the outside piece? There's blood in it. Blood from the inside piece is in the outside piece. But Rabbi says it does. When you roast it, it left it as well. Kabolo kach polto. So now we're going to try to bring a proof to the concept of kabolo kach polto. Neima misayile, let's bring that there's a raya, kabolo kach polto, from our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? No sin is kirov as nimei avosocho. You take all the inside, all these meats and stuff like that, you take it and you put it on the inside, and then you roast it. So why aren't you worried about the blood transferring? Right? My timer, lav mishum darmina kabolo kach polto. There's no problem eating the rest of the animal, because we have, just because the roasting took care of the same way that the roasting caused the blood to leave the stuffing into the meat, it also causes the blood to leave the meat, because you roasted it. So it goes, no, Amrei, there's no raya there, shani hasim there, but the Korban Pesach is different. Kevan di ikha beis shchita de michalchel. You have the beis shchita, which is open. I guess they have the where you slice the animal, it's open, so there's a hole now for to drain. Plus, right, middev davi, it can drain out. Right, Rashi says, middev davi, lifi kishen nitla betanor upishchi tasa lamato. Like I said before when we started, the head of the animal is facing down, and you have the opening from the shchita. So when you wrote the blood, all the blood is going to drip out, right? Right. She says, "Lefisha kishenitla betanor opiv shchita tosan lamata hadam yotze derech halal hatzavar shekorlim kortzila." Right. V'shoseis derech beis shchita, and it drains out from the beis shchita. So it may not be a raya for kavolo kach polto. There, all the blood is dripping out because you have all this whole open access for the blood to come out. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring another raya from a different Mishnah about the concept of kibolo kach polto. The Gemara says, name a Messiah, let's bring a raya from the Mishnah in Chulin that says halev, the heart of the animal. The heart contains a lot of blood. It has blood from the rest of the animal pumping through it, and B, it has its own massive amount of blood contained inside. So halev, so before you roast it, koro, you have to rip it. You have to shesiv erev, you have to slice it across, right? Umotzi es damo, and then you get rid of the blood, and afterwards you can roast it to get the rest of the blood out of it. But lo kiro, if you didn't slice it before you roast it, koro la achar bishulo umutter. So just rip it afterwards, after you cook it, after you roasted it. He says, well, my time, la mishon ramir, kabolo kach polto. Well, if you didn't cross it out, you didn't drain the blood, and all you did was roast it, why is it mutter? Must be, because it's kabolo kach polto, which would be a raya to Rava. Mar says, no, it's not a raya. Shani lev de shia. A lev is different because it is smooth. Consider that it's very smooth, and therefore if it's smooth, it doesn't absorb the blood. So if you roast it, even if you didn't roast it, even if you just cooked it, that would have been fine, because the lev is not lichatchila, you should slice it and get rid of the blood. But b'di'eved, there's no absorption in the lev from the blood that came from outside the lathe, because it's a smooth item, and therefore you don't have to come to saying kibolo kach polto, but they want you to cut it to get rid of the blood. But if you don't, b'di'eved, that is fine.
How's that
happen to the liver? Rashi, because they maybe not as smooth as the heart, according to the Gemara.
The chambers of the heart is smooth.
He says the shia. Rashi says two things. Rashi says as follows: the shia means velo bala. Doesn't absorb. The heart doesn't absorb. Right, even if you cooked it in water, fine. So there's no raya there. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, we're going to try to prove again that kibolo kach polto. Baha Ravin Sava. So we have cases Ravin Sava tafle ahu bar gozala lirav. He prepared some sort of stuffed chicken. But what it was over here, Rashi seems to indicate it's some sort of deli roll. But yet you took the chicken and you had this wrapped around it. Right? It says Tachla b'isa shekorin pashtida. It was the pashtida that we know about. It was a wrap. It had this dough on the outside and the meat on the inside. It's like a roll with a wrap. Okay, same idea. That's how I say it. No, he says pashtida. But that's the same idea, because you stuffed it and you have this big dough on the outside. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says it's a pashtida. Tosfos says no, that they would put this. It's more like breaded. More like it was breaded, not that it was a roll.
The chef, Robin?
Whatever. That's how they prepared it. That's how they prepared it. Right. So v'ha Rav and Sava tavli baru bar gozal l'Rav v'amar lei, and Rav said to Rav and Sava, "Ima ali tifle if this is, if it's tasty. Does it taste good? Is it good? Because if so, havli the echol, give me a little bit and I'll eat. Oh, wait a second. If we say, if we don't say kibolo kacholto, well then the blood, it's raw meat that's going inside the rashi sheet. It's raw meat that's going inside the dough. So then the blood from the meat is now in the dough. So how can you eat it? Must be because you roasted it, and you say kibolo kacholto, and it, same way the roasting transferred the blood to the dough. It also extracted the blood from the dough. Kibolo kacholto. So Gemara says no, that's not the case here because hahi bismida de mafir. This is talking about some sort of fine flour that I guess that crumbles. I'm not sure. It doesn't absorb. It's a non-absorbent flour, so you don't have to worry about the blood coming in. The ingredient here was a non-absorbent, and therefore you can't prove him here. Kibolo kapolto. Okay, the next case. Vaharava. No, you have to buy. No, it doesn't make a difference. Well, yeah, but we hold kibolo kapolto. But if you don't hold kibolo kapolto, then you have to have everything that you stuff it with raw has to be non-absorbent, because otherwise the blood would transfer, or salt it beforehand. Baha Rabba Ikla Lebe Rish Galusa. Rabba came to the house of the Rish Galusa. Betaflu Le Bar Avza. They gave him some sort of I think it's duck or goose, right? That was wrapped around in a dough, right? So that's a goose knish, right? And they didn't salt the meat before they roasted it. Va'amar, and Rabba said after he ate it, he said, Id Chazise, had I seen had I not seen that the Zikazuza Chivra, that the dough was transparent. It was so clear. I saw that there was no blood in the dough. Lo achli minei. I would not have eaten it. Wait a second. But isak adaita kibolo kapolto. And if you hold kibolo kapolto, ma'ir kizig. I feel kilo zignami. Who cares if it's transparent or not? Even if it's red, it shouldn't be a problem because the red is just a remnant. It just could just be the coloring. But if you say kibolo kapolto, the blood's gone. So why are you concerned, Rav, that it had to be so clear? Must mean that you don't hold kibolo kapolto. So he says, no, hasam, that's different. There, by the case of Rabba, it's talking about bichivrata, the sharir. We're talking about this very clear, clean, fine flour that's very absorbent, the sharir, and I guess it's hard, right? And it traps the blood inside it. And even there, so in that case, yes, you could hold kibolo kachpolto, but not with this item. Because this item traps the sauce inside it. The hilchos.
This is, I don't understand. You're roasting. This is not carbonation. You're roasting. You're putting it in a pan.
Whatever it is. You're roasting it.
You're roasting it. Okay. And you're roasting it. You can see if blood has come out into the pan.
Right.
Aside from just the color.
Right. So drop your. We're dealing with halachic biology. It's different than what we observe in day to day. Halacha has a different set. No, from a halachic standpoint, did it come out or not come out? And if you see, and you're saying that this item, it absorbed blood. So what came out, but there's other stuff that didn't come out that's in the right. Dough.
So there's still some blood in there.
If you're using this type of dough, that's his concern. It absorbed blood. The hilchasa.
Right.
And for the halakha l'maisa, there's three chalukei dinim when you have this dough surrounding the raw meat. This smida, if it's this fine flour, right? Bein asmik, bein lo asmik, shari. Whether or not the flour looks red or not, it is mutter to eat. Why? Because the blood, we say the blood definitely came out. We say kibolo kapolto in this case, the blood definitely came out. And the red that you see is just the coloring. It's not the actual blood. Dichivarta, this other type of flour, which is, I guess, clean. Then it makes a difference. This was the case of Rava. I don't know which type of flowers these are. I don't know if that we have these types or not, or what they sell, what they don't sell. If you see that it's clear, sharya, then it's mutter. Vilo, aser. If it's not, then it's mutter. And now shar kemachim, all other, I guess, non gourmet type flowers, all these other types of flour. Well, we don't know whether or not these other flowers that we know whether they absorb or they don't absorb. The other flowers, we don't know whether they absorb or they don't absorb. So if that's the case, asmik asr. If it's red, then it's asr. If it's low asmik, and if it's not asmik, it's not it's mutter. It doesn't have to be transparent, but if it's not red, then it's fine. Okay. Next, Amud Aleph. We brought down a machlokas about the milyasa, right? Right, that was the mulyasa. Abaye, right? They started off with the stuffed animal with the meat within the meat. Abaye says it's no good because the blood from the inner meat goes to the outer meat. And Rava says kibolo kach polto. So high mulyasa. So this basar, that right, the meat within the meat, and that you didn't salt the inside meat, manda asar, according to Abaye, he says that it's asar because the outer meat was boleya, the blood from the inner meat, afilu b'pumel tachas, even if you roast it with the opening facing down. No matter what, it's asar. The one who says asar, he really holds asar. Umanda shari, the one who says mutter, afilu puma le'el, even if the opening is facing up, that the blood doesn't drip, right? The blood doesn't drip out, it's still mutter, because once you hold kibolo kapolto, you hold kibolo kapolto, and that's it. It's the roasting itself that gets rid of the blood. The hilchasa and halacha is mulyasa shari. This mulyasa, this stuffed meat, is mutter, but afilu puma le'el, even if the mouth is facing up, because we're going to hold kibolo kapolto.
So what's the difference with the position of the animals?
We don't have a difference.
Also,
that's exactly the point of the Gemara. That's exactly the point of the Gemara. According to my Dhamma.
Why does it have to stand it up? Does it have to be standing up?
What? The Korban Pesach?
Yeah.
Korban Pesach is not stuffed meat. The Korban Pesach is the meat itself.
But if it's bolo kapolto, then what are we worried about? The blood? Blood's going
to
come out.
Because they want you to. Because they want.
What's the difference? Is this way or this way? It's going
to
come out.
I hear your question. Why does the Korban Pesach have to be facing downwards? What's the difference? We said, but what was the answer? What was the answer? All right, what was the answer? What was the
blood? We just said stop.
What did we answer over there?
It's not
number one, you can say according to the Mandam who doesn't hold Kibbolah Kapolto, you want to make sure that he gets everything out. But according to that, it's also a problem, because we said according to Abaye, it doesn't matter if it's facing down. There's no stuff for you there. Maybe it's just
the
incision
is facing down, not the animal.
No, you said it's standing up. You put it on the shape
of like this.
Up.
That's how you do it.
No, I read the note. The incision's down.
No, I thought they have to do the animal has
no.
to be up and down.
Yeah, that's
the
what I said.
Only
mm-hmm.
holds that regardless
shawarma,
of the position
right.
where it's stuffed.
When it's stuffed.
Right.
But there was a sheet in the Mishnah that says that the animal, the Korban Pesach is stuffed. You take the stuff and you put it back inside.
That's right.
I hear you. You know?
No number two on the Mishnah.
Note two?
But nowadays, you know, so see, if you roast meat, you don't have to salt it.
Roasted meat does not have to, according to Tosos, roasted meat does not have to be salted. According to Rashi, roasted meat still has to have a little salting done to it.
No,
I'm assuming.
Angle downward. It's standing up.
Okay.
It will not slip off the spit.
Right, whatever it is, it's standing up.
It'll slip off the spit.
Okay.
But whatever it is, it's standing
you
up.
You tie it, it won't slip off. Okay, next what we have five minutes. We have 5 minutes. Right? Now, the Gemara's going to bring three items that there's a machlokes of Acha and Ravina regarding roasting it. So umtsa, which is a piece of blood, a piece of meat that has a lot of blood in it. Okay, ubei in the testicles, umizrike in the jugular vein, pligiba Rav Acha Ravina. So machlokes in Rav Acha Ravina. The cholotor kula. Every time we have a machlokas Rav Ravina, we don't know where one says one thing, one says the other thing. We say Rav Acha l'chulma Ravina l'kula. Rav Acha is the machmer shita. Ravina is the kula shita. The hilchos like Ravina l'kula. We pass it like Ravina l'kula. However, the bar mehani klas. Except in these three cases, we switch it. Rav Acha is l'kula and Ravina is l'kula, but we still pass in l'kula. We're still going to pass in like Ravina, like l'kula. Just here, these three cases going to be like Rav Acha, as opposed to the other cases where it's like Ravina. So hi umso de asmik. You have this piece of meat that is very red, I guess because of the blood that's inside it. So chatcha imachle, if you cut it in a lot of places and you salt it all over the place, I feel like they were sorry. Then you can even cook it in water. You can be mavashlit, you don't have to roast it. Shaptida b'shapuda, if you put it on a spit and you roast it, shari, then it's mutter, because made of dovi, because the blood drains out. Achte agume, if you put it on coals, achte agume, pligi b'racha ravina. So there's a machlokas between Ravach and Ravina. Chad asar v'chad shari. One says it's mutter, one says it's asar. Man da asar, one says atzar, matz mitzam. This is putting it on the coals, leaving it right there without it hanging. It constricts it and keeps the blood inside. Uman the shari mishav shayiv. He says, no, the heat from the coals is still going to draw out the blood. V'hilchasa mishav shayiv. Hold like Ravacha, l'kula, that it considers that putting on the coals is sufficient, and it's going to drain out the blood. Next case, came be'i. Same thing when it comes to the testicles. Apparently they're very bloody. Chatichinu u'melichinu. Right, you can slice them and then salt them. Then I feel like they were shariyim. If you did proper melicha, then you can even cook it in the water. Right, talina b'shapudei. If you put it on a spit, then shariyim. That's also then it's mutter. It's made of doyim because it's going to drain out the blood. But achin lagume. You put them on the coals. Pligi b'ravach ravina charas v'chashari man the aser mitzvah tzamis and man the shari mitzvah soiv. The one says aser says it constricts and the blood doesn't come out. The one says it's mutter says it drains out. And the halacha is that we're going to that it's going to drain out. We assume it's going to drain out and say it's mutter. Next case v'chein mizriki. These are the jugular veins that also contain a lot of blood. If you cut him and you salt him appropriately, it is mutter. If you look at the shari, if you roast them on a spit, then he says beis shchito letate, and the beis shchito is facing downward, then it's shari because midav doy. But achte agume, if you put it on the coals, pligi ravach ravina charas v'chashari man the aser matz mitzamis man the shari mishav shai v'hilchasa mishav shai. Okay, next. You have time? Let's go. Ha umsa de asmik. You have this piece of meat, right? This raw meat that's very bloody. The question is, what's going on here, right? So he says it has this redness. Chalye usser. If the chalye is usser, so we're going to go to Tosos. I like Tosos's way. Tosos says, look at the bottom of Tosos Asmik, the short line, says, Nir Lari, Kamosh Pir Shiva, B'Shem Ha'ag, the Basar Chai Ari. We're dealing with raw meat. Umina Kukish Anosin Basar Chai Tocha Chomet. You would put the raw meat into some sort of vinegar. So, yes. To marinate it, right? The eno show besocho lo mafli midei, right? The nimtzas dam. Sorry, letocha chomitz. Eno show besocho. If you don't let it last so long in there, then it doesn't exude the blood, right? The nimtzas adam betocha baser v'kol mutter. Then the blood is inside the meat, and that is mutter, right? The katilo perish because it still didn't come out. The chishoa besocho ad amsik neker men odam. But if you leave it inside a long enough period of time, an undisclosed period amount of time, then the blood comes out. So what's going to be the story with this? What's going to be the story with this vinegar, right? Is the vinegar going to be mutter or not? Fine. So chalye usser, right? We say it's usser. If it's red, if the vinegar is red and it's usser, we say the blood came out. Lo asmik. If it doesn't come red, we say it's mutter. Ravina says afilu asmik nami chalye. Even if it doesn't come out, it's usser because efshar the less they shuraiki the dama. It's not possible that there's no blood that dripped out. So that vinegar, according to Tosos, would be usser. So a little bit more. Amalei mar bar imeim l'rabashi. Abba, my father, imeim megamelei gumui. He would drink this vinegar completely. And ikadam l'rabashi gupa megamelei gumui. He would drink the whole thing also. Fine. We will have to stop here. Look at that.